The word today is blessings. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We love receiving blessings from God, just as small children love receiving gifts from their parents. Our greatest blessing is the forgiveness we have been granted through Jesus Christ and the assurance of life everlasting as a result. We should be blessing the name of God continually for such wonderful gifts. Here to share some more about this topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Blessings.
Just recently, we celebrated the 40th anniversary of The Word Today. The program has been on four decades, going around the world and bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people like yourself. Many of our listeners are in places where there is not easy access to a Bible in their own language, or there are no churches nearby. Many individuals listen privately, while around the world we have hundreds and likely thousands of listener groups. And we hope that you enjoy listening to the Word of God and getting it explained to you day after day. The Lord willing, we will continue to go on and grow the mission, grow the ministry. One of the fun things that Pastor Paul challenged the people to do over the course of the next 10 years is to save their change. We're calling it Change to Change the World. And so everyone is collecting their change that they would normally put into a little jar or into a tray, and they're going to turn that in order to support the Word Today. And I hope that if you're listening to us and you're motivated to do that, that you will save your change and that you will support this gospel program. It's one penny per person, essentially, that hears the gospel. It's such a fantastic efficiency in this mission. So we praise God for that. What we're going to be talking about today is blessing the name of the Lord. Psalm 103 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." A while back, I was looking at how the ancient Jewish people, the people of the covenant in the Old Testament, how they prayed. One of the things I noticed was that it was very common for them to bless the name of the Lord. This was very evident when they ate their meals. When they would sit down to eat, whatever they were going to consume, they would say a blessing and bless the name of the Lord. And I noticed a distinct difference between the way we pray as Christians in contemporary society versus what the ancient Jews used to do. Let me give you an example of the kind of blessing that the ancient Jew would speak. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth." Or they might say, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the tree." Notice how, as they are getting ready to eat, they're blessing the name of God. Versus, the contrast is seen in one of our more current prayers. One of the favorite meal prayers is, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts," or "let this food to us be blessed. Amen." Notice the difference between those two kind of prayers. The ancient Jews were blessing the name of God While the contemporary prayer is asking God to bless us through this consumption of food. But there is a distinct difference. Whenever something was received as a blessing in terms of food, the ancient Jew would say, "Bless the Lord," or "Praise the Lord," the giver of these good things. Contemporary prayer often focuses on, "Lord, make this a blessing to me." And therein lies the realization that we should be blessing the name of God more. He's already dumped tremendous blessings upon us in Jesus Christ. He has promised to give us what we need to sustain us day by day for our bodies. And so we should be thankful and we should be blessing the name of God. One of the great things about blessing the name of God is that we get to recount His goodness. We get to see how the Lord is compassionate and gracious, as it says in verse 8, that He is slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. In verse 10, it says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. And then comes some of the most sweet words in all of the Old Testament. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. I hope that's fantastic news to you today, to realize that God is full of compassion and kindness, that He has given us forgiveness of sins through His Son, Jesus Christ. What a fantastic blessing. Not only does He provide for us the daily needs, our clothing and our food in order to make it day by day, but He dumps His forgiveness and mercy on us in Jesus Christ. That is just so wonderful to know, that you don't have to be at odds with God. You can be at peace with Him. This psalm is like a recipe for happiness. There are so many people that are running around trying to seek contentment and happiness in life, but it always evades them. They can never quite be happy. And they don't realize that contentment really lies in your relationship with the Lord God. If you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, if you can become a friend of Christ, you will be granted the gift of peace. You'll be granted that gift of forgiveness. And then you can know God not as this judge, not as the one who will sit in judgment on you, but the one who shows you compassion and mercy, more like a father. In verse 13 of Psalm 103, it says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him." Notice it talks about fearing God. This isn't discussing a visceral dread or the kind of fear that would come if you thought you saw a ghost or were startled at night in the darkness. That's not the kind of fear this is talking about. It's talking about a respect, an awe of God, honoring Him as He is your Creator, as He is your Savior. And so everyone who honors God is going to come to Him, and the Lord will treat him not as an alien, not as an enemy, but as a child of His. We all become children of God through Jesus Christ. I believe it was the Apostle John who said, "Now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but when He appears," that is, when Jesus appears, "we will see Him as He is." We look forward to that. And so no wonder we want to bless God and sing His praises. It's so appropriate to sing a song of praise to the Lord. And it's also appropriate to pray and to bless His name as we receive our gifts. Another way to bless God is through practice of our faith and giving our offerings and helping the poor and the needy. You know, there's always someone that is in need that we can find, and we can share what God has given with us to help them. And in doing so, we show the love of Jesus Christ. You know, we can also praise God and bless His holy name through music. I mentioned singing songs. The Holy Spirit wants to build your faith. The Holy Spirit wants to encourage you. One of the best ways to do that is to use music to elevate your mood, to help you feel buoyant and upbeat. There's no better way of doing that than thinking about the mercy and the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful feeling to know that your sins have been forgiven, that God will not hold them against you. As this psalm goes on, it talks about all of the Lord, even the angels praising Him. In verse 20, it says, "Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you servants who do His will." And then it just keeps hitting this theme again and again. Praise the Lord, all His works, everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All of creation is to lift up the blessed name of the Lord God. It is to praise Him. And so you can do that even in your simple moment of praying over your food. Of course, you can invite the Lord Jesus to be your guest and to always dwell with you. But you can also use that moment to bless the name of the Lord God, the giver, our Heavenly Father, who granted you all of these good gifts. I hope that you will see moments throughout your day that you will get opportunities to bless the name of God. As you go moment to moment, think about what God has done for you, what He has given you, and bless the Lord's name as you go and as you recount His goodness to you, knowing always of the greatest goodness that He has forgiven your sins through His Son, Jesus Christ. So bless His name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.